amen, that we started yesterday. Interpretation of tongues. Interpretation of tongues. Can somebody here remind us of some of the points we made? What did you learn yesterday? We are still doing spiritual basics. The first topic we treated on spiritual basics was tongues, how to speak in tongues. Now we are looking at interpretation of tongues, how to interpret tongues. How do we interpret tongues? So those of you who missed, you can go back to, okay, yesterday's meeting hasn't yet been published, so you can't listen to it, but we'll find a way to make it available. What did you learn yesterday? What did you learn? Those of you who were here, what did you remember? So nobody learns anything. I must be a terrible teacher. What did you learn yesterday? What did you see established? What is that verse again? That is 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Okay, let me mention names. Gilbert, what did you learn? So you guys, you don't take notes. Yes. So one of the points that was established yesterday was this. We do not pray to God because we want to interpret tongues. Can you help me with that verse? 1 Corinthians 14. We do not pray to God because we want to interpret tongues. Okay? Verse 13. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 13. Is God's grace here? It says, wherefore, let him speak. Okay, wherefore, let him that speaketh in tongue pray that he may interpret. So I asked you, what does this mean? Is this saying, we should pray to God that we may be able to interpret? Huh? Is this what he's saying? If this is what he's saying, then we can actually say, then we need to pray to God so that we can speak in tongues. So I want to pray in tongues, then I'll pray to God. God, please, I want to pray in tongues right now. Help me pray in tongues. Help me pray in tongues. And then you start. God, I want to interpret tongues now. Help me interpret tongues. That'll be very, very awkward. So when he says, let him pray that he may interpret, he's saying, pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. So that you can interpret the tongues you are speaking. So all through that chapter, you see, it went ahead to talk about speaking in tongues and interpreting and how it resolved to prophecy. So we are not praying to God that we want to interpret tongues. No. Those faculties has been given to us. We have received the fullness of the Spirit. It would be a complete waste of time to be asking God for some certain things. It has already been given to you. You see, but because most of us, we have not exercised ourselves in that area because of our desires. Your desires will determine your exercise spiritually. Most of us, we want to study the word of God. You will be a good teacher because you are exercising yourself in that direction. But if you don't exercise yourself in that direction, you cannot be a good teacher. The same way applies to the gifts. The gifts have already been given. But if you don't exercise yourself in that direction, because you don't have the desire for it, once you have a desire for it, you will find yourself exercising yourself in that direction. So we are not praying that we may interpret tongues. That was a point that was established yesterday. And then another point that was established was this. Interpretation of tongues is not translation. Interpretation of tongues is not translation. Somebody may be speaking French and another person translating in English. They'll be translating word for word. Say, je m'appelle. So it says, my name is. So they have to go word by word. But you see, speaking in tongues and interpretation of tongues is not translation. It means come now. Elevate. He is Kolemana. Come in. No. That is not tongues and interpretation. So it says, let him pray that he may interpret. So when do we receive interpretation of tongues? So somebody can pray in tongues. Wow. But you see, it is when we receive what the person is saying, that is when we can interpret it. Listen to me. What I'm trying to say is this. If I begin to pray in tongues, it doesn't mean that because I'm saying very, very, and everything must be interpreted. No. So somebody can speak in tongues for 1 hour and then the interpretation can just be, don't go out today. That's all. Are you with me? The interpretation will just be, don't go out today. That would be the interpretation. We are not doing translation. So, as you pray in tongues, you tune your mind. Another point that was established. Another point that was established is this. is that listen, your mind is key in interpretation. In fact, in the gift of the Spirit, your mind is key. Your mind is a very, very powerful faculty. Okay. So it is in your mind that you set what you want to do. You set the function. Maybe you want to interpret tongues. So you make up your mind. I want to interpret tongues. So you begin to pray. So in your mind, you know what you are waiting for in your mind is to interpret the tongues. So what you have done right now, you have set the right environment. So you use your mind as the frequency control. I want to interpret tongues. You make up your mind. I want to interpret tongues. So the manifestation of the gift of the Spirit is a deliberate act. I want to prophesy. I want to speak in tongues. I want to see visions. It's a deliberate act. Do you see it? So you use your mind. So once your mind is set, this is what I want to do. He says the spirit. He knows your mind. He knows what you want. He knows. He knows right now. I am teaching. So he will not bring me a prayer point. Do you get it? Like now, I'm just teaching. He knows I'm teaching now. He knows I am praying. So he will bring me prayer point. He knows I want to prophesy. So he will start showing me things concerning people. He knows I want a miracle now. So he will bring the miracle. He knows I want a word of knowledge now. So he will bring it now. So it depends on your mind. How did you set your mind? Those of you who are not in the prophetic school, in fact, from next week, all this will not be made available to you, because I'll be done with the spiritual basics. And after the spiritual basics, we'll be going to commanding spirituals. Commanding spirituals. How you can be a master. Amen. So if you are not in the prophetic school, make sure you join. The only thing we can do for you right now is to make you enjoy the basics. Amen. So I said today, I'm going to teach you the act of interpretation. The act of interpretation. Are those people here tonight? The people we used for examples yesterday, are they here? Please, if you are here, you can call in. Marina and Mystic Empress and Seraphic Oracle, please come on again. Are they here? Try to call in again.
Sandele, Yandala, Brunde Vaza.
Okay, let's do a practical. Are you already? What you have just been taught right now, I want you to try something right now. You are going to use your mind as a tool for interpretation. Are you with me? So first of all, let's try to clear our mind from everything. Don't think about any kind of problem right now. Don't just hold your mind on interpretation of tongues. Just hold your mind. Hold your mind. Hold your mind. Hold your mind. That you want to interpret tongues. Just hold your mind like that. Are you ready? So, wherever you are, you're going to pray in tongues, having it in mind that you want to interpret what you are saying. This is a deliberate act. So we are going to pray in tongues. Just pray in tongues. Just pray in tongues. Just pray in tongues. And have it in mind. Let me see how many people are doing this. If you are doing this, raise up your hand. Those of you who are participating in this, just lift up your hands and let me see. At least if I get about 10 of you who will do this, we can get somewhere. Okay, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Are the rest of you scared? Kalevara for a finisher. Seven. Eight. Okay. It's okay. Now, just pray in tongues. And have it in mind that you want to interpret. Don't try to search for the meaning. It's not your duty. Just pray in tongues. Felicam profeliki profelixis and a sassa. Profelix is a profelicam profenis in the paraphone sana. Alabroco felamporapons and defenses. Profenis is a profelix is a. Just pray in tongues with a desire to interpret what you are saying. Just pray in tongues. Just continue. There are two people here. You see, I just spoke in tongues right now. And okay, stop. Let me show you guys something. I just prayed in tongues right now with a desire to interpret. Yesterday I told you that there are two channels of interpretation of tongues. Number one is vision, and number two is perception. You will just know it, that this is what you are saying. But some of you, when you know it, you are not sure. That's why I say you need to set your mind. So number one is vision, number two is perception. So as we started praying tongues right now, just within a minute, within seconds, I saw an angel, and he came with two things in his hands. You see, that is how I know that there are two people here, two of you, who are going to receive tonight. Two. Now, this is interpretation of tongues, and it's equal to what? Prophecy. Okay, now, so what I forgot to tell you was this, that as you pray in tongues, it can come in a vision, and it can come in knowing. What I said to you is real. It's much more real than the phone you're holding. The thing that I saw is much more real than the phone that you're holding. So I am 100% sure that two people, the anointing of the Lord will come strongly on you. Two of you. The things of the Spirit, they are much more real than the things we see with our physical eyes. That is why I can never doubt. Amen. So we are going to try it. When we do speaking in tongues, then we do singing in the Spirit. We interpret that, what we are singing in the Spirit, then we are done for today. Amen. Amen. So let's try. Now, the interpretation will come not because you have spoken in tongues for 1 hour. No. Not because your tongues have become deep. No. Forget that. You can do like this. Kalivara bosha vele more venisa parafeli kandis and if I live venisa. Just like that. And you can know. Some people think that they need to shout. And then the tongues will now be something. Then before they cannot interpret. We like drama. Is that not so? We love dramas. In fact, we believe that when things happen that way, that is when God is working. Yes. Yes. It's working. Let's try. Speak in tongues with a desire to interpret. Let's go. We are going to try this for 5 minutes. And after 5 minutes, I'm going to ask you a question. Let's go. Okay, 5 minutes is too much. Let's say 2 to 3 minutes. Let's try now. Kalivramos tavali prokivala masana sasaya. Inalabara konvenimos sambre felicisai. Aramos sepele kivroni sanisasa. Alevoni samon televeni sopra felicisa. Oramas sepele kisane sopare vetiso. Porefeli kamproveni samande. Arabo Savan Brakivo Samatana Orabo Savane Proveni Samotana Karabo Savenemo Samatana Arabo Savene Maracom Proveni Sanatana O Mandeli Brakam Proveni Kam Proveni
Arido bossa fele monisa, robodisa, provedisa, provedisa, e la proveniso, proveniso, ora bossa bala confrontisa, alla provenisa mantenisa, arabosse venekisanaha, ora bossa bale venisa bale vedin, arabosa vale zaha.
For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let me say this. Every time you pray in tongues, most of the times that you pray in tongues, after you finish praying in tongues, immediately, what comes to your mind? Your mind is more spiritual than you think. The moment, there are sometimes you are not trying to interpret, but the moment you just finish praying tongues, something just rises within your mind. You are not thinking about it, it just came. What you actually said in tongues was given, but you did not receive it. Because you did not know that you ought to receive it. So most of the time, we waste vital information. We just pray in tongues. And you watch. The moment you finish praying in tongues, Spider-Man. Go and watch Superman. Amen. Now, just pray in tongues for this 1 to 3 minutes. Some of you, you would have seen a vision. Some of you, you would have known something. Some of you, you would have heard something. Do you know the reason why? Because your mind was seeking for the meaning of what you were saying. If your mind is not seeking for it, most of the time you will not get it. Amen. So as we prayed in tongues, and I tried to interpret, I knew I was praying for somebody, because the name flashed before my eyes as we prayed in tongues. The name just flashed, but the person is not here. His name is Christopher. The name just flashed in my eyes. So as I was praying in tongues, I knew I was praying for him. It is good to be in a prayer family. Because our whole prayer for today can just be about you. Because you are part of us. You don't know. Fairly come profane in senses. Another thing is, if your mind is not settled, if your mind is troubled, it will be difficult for you to perceive. Do you see? Although it may be much more easier for you to get a vision, but the perception will be difficult for you to just know, because your mind is disturbed. So I want somebody now to call in and pray in tongues whilst I interpret. And then I will pray in tongues, and I want the person to interpret what I'm saying. Don't be scared. You can do it. Ha ha ha. Someone said A. You have not exercised yourself in that direction. This is how we go into the prophetic. If I need to go into the prophetic in seconds, I'll just use tongues and interpretation. Because I have not prayed for long. So I just use tongues and interpretation. Philip Rovekisa Matanai, Philip Kosanasa, Arabo Shevelikisai. That small tongues, it can do a lot of things. Who is ready? Who is going to? Okay, just pray in tongues for me and let me try to interpret what you are saying. Who is going to go? Just call in and pray in tongues. Just pray in tongues. Hey, my class is full of fearos.
Papa, please, I want to try. I just want to try.
Okay. Eric, call in. Call in also. Eric, call in. You can just reduce your sound a little bit. Okay, now I need one of you to pray in tongues. Now, do you know what I'm doing now? I am tuning my mind to interpret what you are saying. So I am making up my mind that as this person is speaking in tongues, I want to interpret what the person is saying. Do you see that? Okay, so it's a deliberate act. Let's go.
Can I start? Lika parada katara basin toro bokin pere besin toro bokam paradosha. Lika pata dada kapere besin toro bokin pere bokin pere besin toro bokam paradosha.
Amen.
Lika pata dada dosha. Amen.
So there are three things that was picked from what you said in tongues. There are three things. Let me type it somewhere. Eric, go ahead.
Rakadada, 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 rak kataya le katuna makali ya kosele ya kosele le katuni ya kataya.
Like Elijah, the Lord would have you flee, but this fleeing is not for the purpose of persecution, but for the purpose of working. And the angel to make that happen, I'll just come. So all the tongues that you have just spoke right now, it just did that for you. So there is an angel standing with the key beside you right now. The purpose is because as you prayed in tongues, the major emphasis was traveling and working. Traveling and working. You see, every time you pray in tongues, things happen. Things happen. Every time you pray in tongues. Every time. Every time you pray in tongues. Every time. Every time. Things happen. But you see, because you don't know, you cannot actually lay a hold of them. But because I have interpreted it, it will now be easier for this, my friend, to actually receive. Eric, are you ready?
Yes, yes.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask that the angel you send to your son right now to disperse a key, let it be released to him now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, that is done. Now let me go to the first one. When you started praying in tongues, I saw you. And then as you kept on praying, I saw your hands in the realm of the spirit. So shaking. As if a healing anointing was flowing through that hand. And as you kept on praying, there was a battle. And I saw light above darkness. There was this man that I saw trampling a man with, you know, he looked dark on the ground. That is how I know that in a short time, in a very, very short time, very, very short time, see, in the realm of the spirit, a battle has been fought and it has already been won.
Amen.
But what you're waiting for right now is the physical manifestation. And it's going to happen in a very, very short time. In a very, very short time.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen. So what happens is this. As somebody is praying in tongues, another person is interpreting. Interpretation can be anything. It is, you can only interpret what the Spirit wants you to interpret. So for somebody, it may be about his personal life. For somebody, it may be another thing. Okay, I want the Holy Ghost to give us something much more different. so we can, I can show you that there are much more. Okay, even the first time, I used myself as an example, that when I was praying in tongues, I saw I was praying for a person called Christopher. Did you see that? Amen. Glorious King, you wonderful in all your ways. How can you easily do this? It's an exercise. You have to exercise yourself in that direction. So now, I'm going to give you all an assignment. Okay, ask your question and then I give you all an assignment.
Okay, all right, Papa. So whilst I was praying in tongues with you, you know, I was shaking a bit, but the thing is, my tongue kept on rolling in different angles. You know, in my mind, I thought I was speaking the ordinary tongues I used to speak, but it keeps on changing to certain way. I don't know how it flows, but it happens to me when I speak in tongues for a long time. Is it okay?
You want it, you don't want it to be okay.
Now, I have another question too. Since we started praying in tongues, like since January, sometimes after we finish service, I will be smelling like sometimes it comes like a perfume scent for a while and it vanishes. Yesterday it happened like a strawberry scent. It will come and it will go. Last Monday it came as an incense scent and it will come and it will go. Please, is there any interpretation to that? Or I used to smell those
listen
scents
to me.
I don't know. Yes, Papa.
I have heard a lot about scent. We can smell.
Okay.
It's part of our faculty. But you see, I myself cannot tell you the meaning. Because every time you have a supernatural act that you don't understand, it is God that wants you to seek Him. So you must pray to find out yourself. You get it? You have to pray
right.
to find out.
All right, Papa.
I can't tell you an angel. No. I did not see any angel. So you ought to pray. That is how we enter into encounter. A lot of time we miss opportunities for encounter. You see, you have to seek. So Moses saw a burning bush. He was drawn to it. He wanted to inquire. Did you want to find out?
Papa, when it comes, I just look around. There is nothing and it will...
You look around.
I don't know.
We don't look around with our physical eyes. You look around. How can you try to interpret spiritual things with the physical eyes? You have to look in the spirit. You close your eyes and you pray in tongues. You look in the spirit. It is one of the things I'm going to teach you in the prophetic school. How to look into the spirit. How to gaze in the spirit. How to find out what is in your spiritual environment. One of these days, an angel came into my room and the angel took me. And for the first time, I saw some kind of, I don't know. You see, creatures I've never seen before. I could only see a round face. I could not see anybody. Nobody. Two round faces. They were just looking at me. But this was in the spiritual realm. As I was taking, I was saying these things. It is so I knew that in my spiritual environment at that moment, those two creatures were there with me. So in the physical realm, it may come as a heat around me, or it may come as an anointing. I'll feel the glow on my head. But in the spiritual realm, It's when you can actually see what came around you. Because these angels, most of the time, they don't like to show themselves. They are coded. Amen. Do you get it?
Amen.
So, listen. Don't allow anybody to be quick to tell you that he's an angel. He can also be a demon. So you have to find out. Every time the supernatural comes, we have to find out. It means God is calling you to seek Him. So you seek. Are you with me?
Yes, Papa.
Please, I have a quick question.
Thank you, Papa.
You're welcome. Yes, go ahead.
Please, my line was breaking a little bit, so I too much from the beginning. I don't know if I heard Elijah. Did you? I'm not sure if you mentioned Elijah.
I mentioned Elijah.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you hear me?
I thought it was for the fact.
So you are not able to hear me. So you didn't hear?
I didn't follow the beginning. Maybe, and the prayer when you started praying, then it went off. I didn't hear the prayer as well.
Oh, sorry about that. Let me try. To get back there. As I'm talking to you, I am still seeing an angel around you. And once you started praying in tongues, I said, like Elijah ran. If you can remember, I just put it because I'm trying to get back to that place. That is one thing about interpretation of tongues. It is a vocal gift. Because it is a vocal gift, it comes at that instant. And what I said at that point is what is authentic. Even if I say it right now, I'm only trying to remember.
Yes.
Okay. So yes. Those of you who heard me, you can try and. I know I said something like Elijah ran, but something like that. I know I also remember something like traveling and working.
Papa, you said that the angel standing behind him holding a traveling and a working.
That is not what I said. That is not what I said.
Oh.
I said something like Elijah running away for persecution. You would also be running, but yours will not be because of persecution. It will be because of traveling and working. Amen. Because as you spoke in tongues, there's an angel that stood around you. And the angel came with a key. And I prayed for that angel to release that which he brought to you.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
I've been praying for work, actually. I've been praying for work.
You said what?
I've been praying for work, for employment.
Do you see that? Now,
yes.
Some of you on the platform, maybe you thought that interpretation of tongues is just anything. Now, this is a confirmation. But me, I don't need this confirmation because I am 100% sure Do you get it? I don't need him to confirm it. In fact, those confirmation things, I don't actually like it. Because it tries to put a kind of doubt. So I am 100% sure. You get it? So I don't need a confirmation. If he hadn't said it, I wouldn't have asked. Yeah. Because I already know. Do you see? Mm-hmm. So you must be sure like that. That what you are doing, what you are saying, is right. And everything that I've said would come to pass.
Amen.
Are you all sleeping?
Papa, please, I want to ask you something.
Please, let me finish with Eric. Okay?
Okay.
Let me finish with Eric. So you have to listen to what the Spirit is saying, because once you started praying, that is, it looks like as if that is what God wants to do. You get it? Yes. For you.
Yes, please.
So now, I'm teaching you guys something. Watch how the interpretation came. So when I said like Elijah, it was not because I saw Elijah or I heard Elijah, but I just knew in my spirit as he was speaking in tongues that Elijah ran away. So I now have to arrange the thoughts. I now have to arrange it. And as I kept on speaking the thought, the remaining things came. Do you get it? So, once you are interpreting tongues, you may not get the full scope at the moment, but your thoughts, you can arrange it and you will get to the full scope. You now understand why you are saying what you are saying. Because when I started saying, like Elijah ran, the full scope was not there. But as I kept on saying, I knew. Do you see? Because it is given. You know. You don't have to doubt. Maybe it is God who wanted him to give you guys the confirmation. Maybe some of you needed it. But me, I don't need it. Amen. Needing a confirmation, it should be like as if we are doing trial and error. We are not doing trial and error. The things of the Spirit are real. They are very real. Very, very real. Okay, now. Do you have another question, Eric?
No, please.
Okay. God bless you. Now, go ahead, Seraphic Oracle, and ask your question.
Papa, yesterday, from what you were teaching us, I thought you were going to interpret this like exactly what the person was saying. I didn't know that it was going to be in a vision form for you to see.
Okay.
So I now understand how to display the discernment, how it works.
Listen, that was why I said yesterday that interpretation of tongues, it comes through two channels. One is visions. Like you see it. And sometimes you just know. You know it. You just know it. You just know it. Do you see it? I said vision and perception. That's what I said. You just know it. Not only vision, knowing. Do you get it? You will see and you will know. Holy, holy are you, Lord. There are two people here. That angel is still waiting. Let me kindly, because of our time is almost up. There are two of you. The anointing of the Lord is going to come upon you right now. Two of you. Holy are You Lord, two of you. Because that angel that came for two people is still here. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask that those two people that you have sent your angels here to tonight, those two people that you have sent your angels to tonight, Father, I ask that that which you have sent them here for, they release it to those people right now in the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Let your hand begin to touch your people now. In the mighty name of Jesus. From person to person. Let your hand begin to touch your people now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. God bless you all. God mightily bless you. God mightily bless you. I hope you've learned something today. I hope you've learned something today. Let's put our hands together for him and say thank you, Jesus. 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 Amen.